Holly, the teams from the Jesus film are very active in many locations, and your teams have sent back reports of people in various countries having dreams or visions that involve Jesus directly. Now, are these isolated reports? You know, what are we talking about here?
Well, Richard, we are really excited to hear from the field, as we often do, of different people who have had dreams and visions of Jesus. And it happens quite frequently in our ministry. Jesus Film serves over 1,800 different missional partners. So it's not just our people that are out around the world using the film. It's actually tens of thousands of missionaries. And sometimes they'll send us stories that they hear. And it's really exciting when we get to hear how the Lord is moving.
Is it possible that someone who has seen the Jesus film and in their own language and so forth, you know, is kind of more open to that man in the film that they saw, and then they have the dream and they connect the dots?
Well, it goes a lot of different ways, and I've been so privileged to hear different stories. I'd love to tell you, start with one that I heard just last week from my friend Sarah, who lives and works in the Middle East. She met a woman from a nation where there are very, very few believers. And she said to this woman, "How in the world did you find Jesus? I've never met someone from your country that knows the Lord." And this woman said that one night she had a dream of a man in white. She woke up in the morning and she called her best friend and she said, "I can't believe it. I can't believe it. He came and appeared to me. Muhammad came just for me." And this woman's best friend just laughed at her and said, "There is nothing special about you. There's no way that Muhammad would come just to you." So this dear woman was so disappointed, but she kept thinking there was something special about that dream. And so she did what all of us do when we have a question, and she Googled, "Who is the man in white?" And that Google search took her to our YouTube page, where we have the Jesus film in over 2,200 different language versions. This woman found her language, watched it, and when she came to the scene of Jesus's transfiguration on the Mount, she recognized the man from her dream. She was able to continue to Google, and she found a church in her nation, which is mostly full of expatriates, but the pastor there was able to lead her to Christ. And she's now being discipled in how to use Jesus film tools to reach people in her nation. So God is doing it. He's doing it digitally, and he's doing it in person.
Are there other reports you could touch on?
Oh, I would love to. I have so many stories. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
Actually, I was on a Zoom call just a couple weeks ago, working on a partnership project for the field, but the gentleman that I was on the call with was so compelling, and he was from a country, I can't say the name of it, but I said, "Tell me, how did you come to know Christ?" And this is the story he told me. I can still picture his face as he was telling me. He was so back in the moment, even as he was saying the story. So his name is Amit, and Amit was raised in a part of the world where it is illegal to talk about Jesus. But once a year, to placate the Christians in that area, they would allow the national TV station to show the Jesus film in the local language. And every year, this boy Amit would watch Jesus at Christmas time. And he was raised in a very difficult home. And Amit says that he remembers seeing Jesus's face on the screen and thinking, "If I could meet that man, I would hug him." So when Amit was a student, he was struggling with extreme depression and suicidal thoughts. He really was at the end, prepared to take his own life, but he had never been to a church, and there was one nearby. He thought, "I will give this church a try." So Amit went to church, and when he was there, he looked around and he saw all the people with their eyes closed, and they were worshiping. And he thought, "Well, they're closing their eyes. I'll close my eyes too." He closed his eyes and he saw Jesus. And I asked Amit on the call, I said, "Did he look like the Jesus in the Jesus film?" And he said, "No." He said, "I knew it was the same Jesus from the film, but he looked entirely different. He had on a red robe and a gold belt, and on his head was a crown of gold with enormous jewels." So Amit was so startled that he opened his eyes, and then he closed his eyes again, and Jesus was still there. And Jesus started to walk towards Amit, and Amit said that he could feel Jesus pass through his body. And when Jesus came through the other side, he felt all of his depression and suicidal thoughts go away. And Amit told me on that Zoom call that he has not experienced those same thoughts ever again since that encounter with Jesus. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is. I'm just kind of sitting back here thinking, whoa. I mean, and I mean, that's not out of Jesus's power. I mean, wow. That's amazing.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he's not willing that anyone should perish. That is his heartbeat, that he will do whatever it takes to find his people around the world. And sometimes he's going out ahead of us to places where the gospel has not gone yet. And we're just trying to play catch up with him.
So, people of the Muslim faith are often taught about Jesus, but if I understand correctly, that Jesus is very different than the actual Jesus. But because Muslims kind of revere the name of Jesus, does that make him more receptive when the real deal Jesus appears to them or talks to them?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. There is a lot of honor for the prophet Isa or Jesus in the Muslim faith, and just a general respect for godly behavior. And so that's a wonderful place to start, especially for some of your listeners as they engage with Muslims even here in America. But it is different, and I think the main point of difference is around the divinity of Jesus. They do not believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And so, as we engage with Muslims both in America and around the world, that's a place where we can really press in. As I have talked to different Muslims that have seen Jesus in visions and dreams, the main thing that is different in that experience, they don't talk about these theological arguments or intellectual discussions. They talk about their experience with Jesus and his love. Over and over and over again, they talk about the incredible feeling of love that they had when they encountered Jesus. Or peace is the other word. Often people will say, "I was in so much turmoil, and Jesus appeared to me, and I felt peace."
And what we're really talking about right now is supernatural. Wow.
It really isn't. And this is, you know, we say over and over again that the Jesus film is not what creates these opportunities. It is the power of the word of God. You know, every word in the Jesus film is taken from the Gospel of Luke. It's entirely scripture. And so when people encounter the word of God, their lives are changed forever. And we know that the darkness has to flee when the word of God is spoken. So that's what's happening here. It's not a strategy, it's not a missional play. This is God seeking the lost.
And this sounds like a something a journalist would ask, but are the reports of just the opposite kind of dreams or visions happening, that the enemy is trying to use a fake Jesus or false teachings to get through to people and get them off course?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, over and over again, we encounter different people groups that are enslaved to false gods or visions, and those are real. There was one not long ago where a team went in and they discovered this entire village worshipped a tree where an enormous snake lived under the tree. And in order to placate this snake, they would leave really sad, tragically, but they would occasionally offer infants as sacrifice to the snake because they did not want the demons to plague their people. The Jesus film team went in and they showed the film there. And the next day, when the people went out, that tree had fallen over. The people were so changed by their experience of Jesus that they cut down that tree. They no longer worship the snake and they're living under freedom. So you are absolutely right, Richard. Tearing down those false idols and really the demons that hold people is a part of what we need Jesus to do.
And of course, a question would be raised. God, of course, his ways are much higher than our ways. So I kind of wonder, why isn't this happening in America with Jesus dreams and more obviously miraculous things taking place? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's a great question. What about America? And you know, I so desire for my nation to know the Lord. I was actually with a woman last night who is 94 years old, and she was raised here in America for most of her life, and she never had an understanding, a saving understanding of Jesus. She went to church at Easter with her family because that's what they did. And she actually saw Jesus in her church. And she saw him hovering over the pastor as he was offering communion. And she saw Jesus waving his arm and saying, "Come, come, come and take." That changed her life so much that she became someone who gave generously to the Jesus film to help us do many of the work that things that we do. So I do believe that the Lord does these things. I don't think we report them as widely as we would like to. But I'll tell you what I do, Richard. You know, I walk my neighborhood, and I'm sure many of your listeners do the same, and I pray for my neighbors. And especially around this time of year, there are homes that have Ramadan decorations up, or Eid is coming up, another big celebration in the Muslim world. And I pray that God will send dreams and visions to those homes, because I believe that the Lord can do here in our country what he's doing all around the world.
Excellent idea. So before we close out our interview, we'd like to get an overview of what is happening with the Jesus Film Project today, and if you could share any plans for the future.
Oh, well, thanks. We would love for all your listeners to be on mission with us. If you go to your on your phone, you can download the Jesus Film app. It's totally free, and when you download it to your phone, you will have all of our languages, 2,200 plus languages in your pocket. And you can use that tool to share Christ when you encounter people from that come from other language barriers. All of us do this all the time, I'm sure. I often use it when I'm in Ubers or other places where I might notice that someone has an accent and isn't necessarily native to the United States. And I just say, "Hey, I bet I have a film in your language." So often folks will say, "No, you don't." And they are so surprised when I pull up their language on the app. And I can even text right from the app and send people the gospel in their language. So it's a way that we can all be sharing Christ everywhere we go as we're on mission together. And then the other exciting thing that we're working on, Richard, is that we are creating a new Jesus film. The original film is from 1979, and we are in the process of animating the Jesus film so that we can take all of those 2,200 language versions that we have and put them into an animated version of Jesus. And that's our desire, that we would be able to have a secondary tool to use the upco to reach the upcoming generations. And so that people that are reaching parts of the world where they've only had one tool, the original Jesus film, will suddenly have two.
This is obviously a massive project. How do you arrange for all the translations? I mean, is this AI or are these people in a different country? How does that work?
Arrange for our new translations or.
Any translations?
Yeah, well, the translation process is a really exciting process. When I joined the ministry 25 years ago, I was a part of a recording team that would travel to remote parts of the world and record the new language versions. And the very first person we would interact with is the Bible translators on the field. So we have partnerships with Bible translators around the world. The very first thing that they do when they start a new language version is to translate the Gospel of Luke. And that allows us to create the Jesus film script and to create the new film. And what church planters and Bible translators have discovered is that when people see the Word of God through the Jesus film, they're that much more interested in reading the Bible or even learning to read. Because, as you know, a large percentage of the world is still illiterate. They may never learn to read, but they can see the Word of God through the Jesus film. So that's kind of our process. And as you rightly asked, Richard, AI is dramatically speeding up the process of both Bible translation and for us, some of the process of creating new Jesus films. So we fully anticipate that by God's grace, we will have a gospel tool in all 7,000 languages that are around the world. We have a long way to go, but God has given us AI and other tools so that we can do it.
7,000.
That's right. Yeah. So our 2,200 that we have now cover 98% of the world right now. So we're talking much smaller language groups, but these are still people, Richard, that need the gospel. In fact, just earlier this year, we did the Jesus film for the Wairani tribe, which you might recognize the Wairani tribe. That's the tribe that killed Jim Elliot and his four friends in 19, I believe it was 1953. And it took 70 years for the Wairani tribe to get the Jesus film, but they have it now. And those tribes people are able to take that film into the jungle and to neighboring tribes so that they can finally have the opportunity to hear about Jesus.
That's incredible. Once again, how do people find the Jesus Film app?
Okay, if you go on to the App Store and you put in Jesus Film, you'll see it right there and it's free to download. It's a really exciting tool. I think people will enjoy checking it out.
All right. Holly, I appreciate you sharing this research and information with us and also sharing your heart. Thank you very much.
Good to be with you, Richard. Thank you.